Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Posted and Toasted on Evan and Tiki.
So we find old social media posts of our fellow WFN co-workers. I read it. Tiki Barber guesses who posted it. And then we toast them. We have a little bit of a tribute to the great John Sterling. We've got a couple of John Sterling-related social media posts. So let's start off on July 23rd, 2012. How about for Sterling, quote, a home run for Ichiro, son of a Bichio?
Oh, God.
Who posted that? Would that be Jerry Recco, Sean Morash, Evan Roberts, or Brandon Tierney?
Definitely Sean Morash.
You're wrong.
Put that on Sean.
That's so your voice.
Yeah.
I could so hear you saying that.
Were you confident, Sean, that it wasn't you?
Yeah, there's no way.
Because that was 2012. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, no way.
I don't know. Back in 2012, Sean was doing some questionable things.
I was.
You want to make a guess there, Sean?
So I know this is not what he said on air because I heard it this morning. I'm going to go Jerry.
Couple of D-bags.
You're right. Jerry Recco, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, okay. Yeah.
What did Jerry say on air this morning? Something different
well,
for
each other? Played back the call he actually emulated, which was like the Lady Marmalade, itchy, yeah.
Oh, so Jerry was obsessed with Ichiro, man.
Yes, Jerry was very into it, and he recorded one. Yeah. Well, no. It made me second guess it, because I know what Jerry actually wanted to do, which he did on the air. I'm surprised he tweeted
it. Yeah, this was different. A home run for Ichiro, son of a Bichio. Could you imagine John doing that?
Yes, I could. After the last calls we played at the top of the hour, yes.
Yeah,
I
true. That's a good point.
Right.
But I think his shock jockness was different once he got in the booth at Yankee Stadium.
Here is post number two, and I apologize. Someone's about to get toasted because this is a negative John Sterling post.
Oh, I'm going to be angry at whoever this is.
September 13th, 2013. If you live in New York, John Sterling gets a lot of hate for his over-the-top homerism, and rightfully so. Bob Wischusen is in that same territory. Who posted that? A shot at both John Sterling and Bob Wischusen. Was it Greg Giannotti, Sal Licata, Sean Morash, or Al Dukes?
That was Sean Morash.
Team stinks. Everything stinks.
That is correct. It's Sean Morash.
No, those are two of my favorite play-by-play people.
Dude, you think I made up the tweet?
I'm reading it Bob right now. Too? I love Bob.
If you, this is Sean Morash. You want me to tweet it out or text it to you?
What year was this?
2013. You called Bob Wischusen.
Just one short year later.
This screams Photoshop.
Bob Wischusen and John Sterling are, quote, over-the-top homerists. That's you. I'm up aware. You think I'm making this up?
I should have never said anything negative about John Sterling or Bob Wischusen.
Are you racing to delete it right now?
No, I'm never going to delete it. My
I don't hear that as a John a knock on John. I hear it more as a knock on Bob.
Oh, you think it's more of a knock on Bobby?
Yeah, I think he's, like, excusing.
You know
yeah,
what?
I can kind of see that. Like,
right?
I get John's a homer. We love him. But that Bob Wischusen, what a homer. And by the way, he's full. Sean's wrong. Like, I think Bob Wischusen is one of the great broadcasters in our city.
I don't think
he's over the top a homer at all.
Maybe 2013 of me did.
Yeah,
so
I'm sorry. I think Sterling was getting hate from people. And Sean was trying to defend him. That's what that sounds
like. No, it was his anti-Jet rhetoric. He just wanted to attack the Jets announcer.
It's like everybody's talking about Bob, John Sterling doing his over-the-top. Bob was choosing worse. I think it was kind of like a defend by attacking someone else.
You know what I'm realizing? I'm seeing this in Sean's face. He's very embarrassed by this. I'm starting to think it's more about...
It's because you positioned it as a knock on John. I don't think it was a knock on John.
Well, it was a knock on both.
No,
but
it's
I can
not.
See
read it again. Read it again.
Okay, I'll read it again. If you live in New York, John Sterling gets a lot of hate for his over-the-top homerism.
Right. He's not saying John deserves the hate. He's saying John gets the hate.
Yeah.
Which is like, y'all need to shut up about John getting the hate. Because Bob Wischusen is whatever, worse, whatever he is.
But you're leaving out rightfully so. If you live in New York, John Sterling gets a lot of hate for his over-the-top homerism, and rightfully so.
Oh.
Then a transition of Bob Wischusen is in that same territory. I read it again.
Why
I think
you
ripping both
why
guys.
Why are you hating on John?
I think I was supporting homerism there just to say, if we're calling out one, just understand a lot of these guys are homers.
Stop it.
I will just know I had a house full of people Saturday watching a Ranger on the game, and I spent an entire intermission preaching how great Bob Wischusen is.
In 2013, you thought he was an over-the-top homer.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to April 10th, 2018. Oh, sure. John Sterling is going to have to switch to Stanton strikeout calls instead of home run calls. Giancarlo, he has no hit the ball-o. Is that Greg Giannotti, Sal Licata, Brandon Tierney, or Chris McMonagle?
That's Sal Licata.
You're wrong.
It's not Sal Licata.
I sound like a hater.
Sal's not that funny.
It sounds like a hater, though.
I like Sal, but
it's like
that funny.
A bad hater attempt.
No, that's not a hater attempt. That's someone with a sense of humor.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I hear everything on Twitter.
Giancarlo, he has no hit the ball-o. It's funny.
There is one person.
Is that funny?
Yes.
One person in this grouping who makes really uncomfortable play-by-play reenactments with John Sterling, and that's Brandon Tierney.
You're wrong. Oh.
No. Now I take back everything I just laid out.
The answer is Greg Giannotti.
Get me out of here.
Yeah, I thought it was actually funny. You guys didn't think it was that funny.
That's a swing and a miss.
I guess if it comes from Greg, it's got to be, right?
No, you're
just assuming that it's funny because it's Gio.
You think I'm assuming it's funny because it's Gio? No, I'm saying it's funny because it's funny. It was funny. I read that tweet. I laughed. I chuckled. I think part of it is I envision John saying it. Giancarlo, he no hit the bolo. I say it again. It's funny. You think I'm giving Gio the benefit of the doubt because Giannotti's in general funny?
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Because you, in your mind, you hear it as Gio would do it because he's great at doing imitations. You think it's funny because you, in your mind, even though you said it yourself, you're hearing it as Gio would say it.
No.
That's like the most accurate tiki take.
All right, there you go. Let's get to number four. This is from February 13th, 2015. Has nothing to do with sports. No offense. But if your significant other is drooling over prospects of going to see 50 Shades of Grey, maybe she's not that into you.
Mm.
It's an interesting observation.
Mm.
Is that Sean Morash, Greg Giannotti, Brandon Tierney, or Al Dukes?
I'm going to say that's Brandon Tierney.
I love being dirt. You got that right? That's a BT opinion. Wow. Interesting. All right, finally, March 20th, 2021. This is your typical old takes exposed, if you will. Very straightforward. Mm-hmm. Kenny Golladay is a beast. Legit number one. Giants desperately needed him. That's a great signing.
Wow.
Is that Sal Licata, Sean Morash, Chris McMonagle, or Tiki Barber?
Definitely wasn't me.
You know for sure.
Sal Licata.
You'd be an idiot.
Are you an idiot?
Yes, you are correct. That is Sal Licata. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, another edition of Posted and Toasted every Tuesday here at 3:30 right here, or a little bit after that right here on WFAN.
Did well on that one.
You did pretty good.
Three out of five.
You did a nice job.